much. My other collaborators are from the National Bank for Agriculture and Rural Development in India. And this is funded by Australia-India Council of the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. And we have similar kind of activities done last year with the Indian Council of Agricultural Research, where the Deputy Director General, Dr. Samra, of the Natural Resource Management Group visited us in Sydney, and we used some of the climate information activities of building on those activities. There's a diverse agriculture in Australia, so trying to see the business aspects and the climate, given the climate change scenarios, and can be rain-fed, irrigated crops, cattle, and sheep. So all business related, that this commonality between India and Australia is one, is the rainfall dependency, and also the both the droughts and the floods, and in Australia suffering severe drought the last few years. And the variable climate, and one of the mostly highly variable climate in Australia, and we've seen some of the presentations here even, what's happening with the climate change scenarios in terms of these events. Just quickly to show some of the Australian context from the Australian bureau of meteorology data, the last few years what's happening, the minimum temperature increase. And similarly, if you look into the last 50 years data, in terms of the rainfall, minimum temperature change, and also if you use the rainfall figures, the effects on the climate change and the precipitations situation, particularly in the eastern belt, and also you can see here the effects. And a similar situation, look 100 years data, there's a bit different scenarios, but as you've seen in this afternoon presentations, let's say last 35 years or so, if you look into the data, there's a things to be concerned about what's happening, and not necessarily the bad things, climate change, there are some positive aspects as well. And I also saw some data presentations here from the Canada colleague. So in Australian context, the agriculture on contribution on the greenhouse gas emissions, and in our activities and research, what we're trying to do is try to understand and what can we do about it at a personal level, community level, and government levels, at different levels that we can think about, and hence, again, the collaborations between India and Australia in these directions. Now, there's lots of activities happening with the climate change scenarios, including pests and disease. That's some of the research that I've been doing currently, the number of people, but this presentation is mostly with the business aspects, what can we do. Now, this is some activity with my Queensland colleagues in Australia. Now, there are certain things we can talk about the changing or the climate change effects, but what are the impacts? What are the options? What actions can we take as an individual, as you say, as a community, as a national level and international level? Now, again, just a couple of things is in terms of the business and the clients. One of them is, of course, the crop insurance and insurance, risk insurance activities. I'll talk to you about that shortly. Now, briefly, again, is a collaboration between our university, Indian Council of Agriculture Research, and the funding by the Australian Indian Council to develop partnerships and knowledge usage. Now, very brief background of Indian system. It's a huge population, per capita cultivation net land, and the agriculture contribution 20% of the gross domestic product, 60% people depend on agriculture. Of course, currently India is thriving on the knowledge-based systems. And some of these statistics goes again from the recent drought, very severe drought of 2002, the impact on all around, including water, hydroelectricity, and what about, this is what the business, the National Bank for Indian government system, they're trying to organize, well, help the states and institutions in terms of addressing some of those aspects. Now, some of the statistics come from the Indian government systems in terms of what the food production reduced in that particular drought and what happens to the agriculture loss. Mostly what happens to the employment situations, because you see, in a system, and some of the statistics, again, how much the relief fund that was distributed, and about the agricultural inputs performance. Now, this is what NABARD, the National Bank in India, is interested about, to think, and particularly the climate change scenarios, what preparation is to be done. And well, similarly, in the 2002, now all these technology that India is developing, we need to go back in terms of this kind of water transport. Now, this is again the business, the kind of systems, what options they have in the Indian conditions. Now, we talk about the drought, but also there is excess rain. So the climate change does not really mean only the drought and things that could be excess situations. What do you do? And in terms of, again, the watershed and water conservations, business involved in this, and preparations, now livestock resilient systems, again, business involved in these aspects. So what we are trying to do with NABARD, and the CEO of NABARD is visiting us in next 2-3 weeks' time, and trying to develop collaborations in future programs and choose down a few of these areas. Now, in terms of the importance that the government of India is putting, as I understand from my interactions with the people, is Weather Watch Group. And this is where my interest is, from the climate aspects. So what is going through there? How could we use some of this information, the climate, and in the future ways? Now, in terms of risk management activities that we are working with continuously with India and Australia collaborations, different areas activities going on. One, of course, the rainfall availability and the impact of the climate change bringing on. And in terms of the underground, some of my colleagues are working on that. So we need to think about what sorts of, again, the business addresses need to be made. So I'll just quickly go through, this is what our current interest. So when the CEO visits us, we're trying to organize some of our Australian systems to where we can really collaborate. This is what we want to explore, that options. And and the economic losses. Now, last year, WMO organized a symposium in India, Delhi, and Peter Hope talked about the scientific and economic rationale for weather risk insurance for agriculture. And he has, in this paper, just published 2007, and Paul Springer talked about some ideas about the insurance, and so it's Aldi Cass in Indian conditions. And in short, I think they are linked with the rainfall deficiency, okay, and some sort of a claim payout, and what sort of the premium will be done. So this is the area we want to explore a bit more with some Reputex and a few other companies that we have in Australia, and see what can we learn from it, and what can we do. Now, very specifically, this particular research proposal that we have, well, research activity, not proposal anymore, is a project for funding to do this, is this. In Indian conditions, for example, these disaggregated farmers, okay, how could we organize? In short, is how can we take some of the climate science to the farmers, right? And is how can this profit can be shared? And it's not an easy task. One of the options that we are thinking about, just not only insurance, but kind of forwards and futures. And we have done some project activities with my student in Australian context in this area. So see whether or not we can take some of that a bit further in Indian context and collaboration between Australia and India. And but it's not an easy, particularly we're talking about the community needs, and we're talking about the small and marginal farmers, right? So it's a difficult areas, but when to connect, if that's the word, the physical connectivity, and hence these collaborations between us. Now, between the University of Western Sydney and NABARD, basically we're trying to develop some strengthen bilateral relationships. Now, one of the common things that we find between Australia and India is the recent suicides of farmers in India, and also happening in Australia, given the severe drought that's going through for the last few years. Okay, it's a huge the problem. And we're trying to understand, so just not the science, but also the social aspects and community aspects that you need to understand it. Now, we want to share some of those results and hence the connections. Now, in India, given the fact that lots of science and information technology developed, and we should be able to use their science techniques and information technology boom that's happening in India, how we could really integrate the science and the information technology to addressing this climate values, climate information, and managing some of the businesses. This is what one of the aspects that we have, and so I want to just thank you, and if you have any questions in this, I'd like to address.
Do we have any questions for Dr. Ndaba?
Yes, we like to see, well, the two ways. Well, we haven't, as you said, not developed that particular area. When I said that, we looked into few work that people have done, like Peter Hope and Aldrich Hess, they're working on. And in terms of how we proceed, one could be short-term, but other could be the future, once the projections like that we have. So how in advance we could really get some sort of insurance. Now, we have been working seasonal climate forecasting, for example. We've got some information, some activities going on about the seasonal forecast. Now, how advanced we could really issue some sort of an insurance? This is just not in the it could be on the tactical, but also it can be in the strategic activities. But some of these work that is done, the rainfall deficiency, for example, now we can calculate and the particular situations like that. Now, as farmers, it can be on the farm level, or it can be on what you call that regional level. So these are the kind of things we need to really address. We have not done that as yet, how we go through that. But this is one is very much what you call that expanding, as I understand that. Some statistics, the number of people are looking for insurance is huge now, increasing regularly in India. That's what I understand.
We have time for another question, if there is another question. If not, then I'd like to thank you.